This is Leo Babiu for KTWH. I'm speaking to you folks on Tuesday, December 15th. So we're midway through December, and we've had quite a situation in this entire nation over 9 months with the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're in a tricky place because we've just been passing through a period of the greatest spread of all in many, many places, deaths across the country at times, pushing 3,000 per day. Our peak in activity of spread in Lake County seems to be subsiding this week. We are very cautious in saying that that's a trend that's going to continue, but we have seen 11 deaths this past month, and that's brought the reality of this COVID pandemic home to a lot of people. I have on the line with me Lake County Public Health Nurse Sarah Preston. Sarah, it is the time when a lot of people are speaking very, very hopefully about a corner being turned because we have a vaccine arriving and being staged for distribution. I heard something interesting today. It really caught my eye. A person said, it's not vaccines that save people's lives, it's vaccinations. So in other words, the existence of the vaccine is hopeful, but shots in the arm, that's where it's really at in terms of turning the tide on a pandemic. You want to give us a heads up on where we stand today, where the vaccine is at in terms of it coming into Lake County and being deployed, and talk to us a little bit about who those folks are that are going to be first getting vaccinated, a little bit about the overall plan in Lake County. And there might be a lot to tell, so go ahead.
I'm happy to do that, and thank you for having me on the program, Leo. It's a privilege, actually, so I appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity to get the information out to our residents. So the vaccine planning is happening with the guidance of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the Minnesota Department of Health, of course. And they have identified three broad phases for vaccine distribution: phase one, phase two, and phase three. So this first phase is what is rolling out right now. And within phase one, there are actually three sub-phases, phase 1A, 1B, and 1C. So this first round of vaccination will be phase 1A. And those vaccinations are going to go initially to healthcare personnel who are working in direct patient care and have the potential for exposure to patients who have COVID illness. The vaccine also in this phase will go to long-term care facility residents, and those are residents that reside in long-term care facilities, in congregate living facilities, where we have seen a huge impact, a great degree of illness and death. So the Centers for Disease Control and the Department of Health wanted to target that population to assure that we minimize ongoing impact to those people.
Sarah, might I interrupt and ask if the folks who are the caretakers, the nurses and or aides that work in those long-term care facilities, will they fit into that 1A?
They will. They're okay. Considered direct patient care workers.
Got it.
Yep. And then anybody else that provides service to patients or family members, when that kind of magic 6 feet of distance can't be maintained due to the nature of their job. So that might be clinical as well as non-clinical staff. For instance, housekeepers, if those the spaces where those patients are kept are small, people have to get in and clean up around them. So in that first phase, over time, we're going to cover all of those groups.
Did I hear you give us any indication of who is in the B and C groups of phase one?
We are not entirely sure, but the B and C groups will be essential workers, likely people in what they're calling food and agriculture. So those essential services that keep our societies going.
Indeed.
Those will all be included in phase one.
And yep. Is it CDC and or Department of Health guidelines that'll help you determine? For instance, the question comes up a lot. Teachers, where do they fit?
Yep. So they will very likely be in phase one, but we are, again, going with the guidance that we're given by CDC and the Department of Health. And right now, we're really focused on those people caring for residents and patients who have the greatest risk of contracting illness. And then as we meet weekly and as the vaccine rolls out, we'll talk about those subsequent phases and get more specific about who's in those groups.
Sure. So, Sarah, simple question. The place where the vaccinations will be given will be because of people who are in close contact with patients being spending so much of their time in the health setting. Will it be essentially at their workplace? And then on site would be at the long-term care facilities? They'd be coming to the residents to give the shots?
Yep. So the people working in acute care and clinic settings will be vaccinated on site by, you know, in our case, by Lakeview. And in the long-term care facilities, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have come to a collaborative agreement with some large chain pharmacies and put together something called the Pharmacy Partnership Program. And that program is going to cover our long-term care facility residents and staff.
So even though we don't have a big box pharmacy located in Two Harbors or Silver Bay, they're going to come to the community?
Yep. And so that pharmacy partnership program is designed to cover anybody that lives within 75 miles of one of those pharmacy partners. And we are very lucky that Waterview Shores has been able to partner with Thrifty White Pharmacy. That was their pharmacy of choice, and the CDC agreed to enter into that partnership with them. And so they will come up and vaccinate the staff and the residents at Waterview Shores when the vaccine is available.
I neglected to get the real basic information of what are the logistics for the actual arrival on site and the commencement of these inoculations. When are we going to see this begin in Lake County,
well,
at least?
I spoke to Greg Ruberg this morning and asked him that question. They expect their first shipment of vaccine to come up from Lakeview at the end of this week or early next week. So Lake St. Luke's
has
been identified as one of the hubs of vaccine distribution in our region. There are three of them, St. Luke's, Essentia, and Fairview Hibbing. And so St. Luke's then has spokes, and Lakeview is one of those spokes. So St. Luke's will get that ultra-cold Pfizer vaccine, and we'll transport that up here to Lakeview sometime at the end of this week or early next week, and they will start vaccinating their staff right away. That will be a small amount of vaccine. What the Department of Health has told us is that we can expect at first to see sort of a trickle of vaccine, not a lot of doses, but that eventually that trickle is going to get bigger and bigger and become a stream and then a river. And
yeah.
Soon, hopefully, vaccine will be coming fairly quickly.
Right. And we don't have to get into whether or not we've got as much vaccine nationally prepared for this push, but can you talk about what the ballpark number of doses that would be coming to the county or to Lakeview in that first set of inoculations and vaccinations? And one of the things I'm pondering is provision already being made for the follow-up? Because it's very important, as I understand, with this vaccine that you have the follow-up shot within 17 to 22 days to get the maximum benefit.
So that's an excellent question. So initially, my understanding is that Lake County is going to get about 60 doses, which is not a lot.
No.
But again, that vaccine is going to start coming more quickly. We'll get more and more doses as each week goes by. We expect to get weekly shipments to Lakeview. As far as second doses go, the Pfizer vaccine, which is ultra cold and needs to be maintained at pretty rigid temperatures in order to be viable, the second dose will come 28 days after that first dose. And then the Moderna vaccine, which is very likely going to get the emergency use authorization very soon, in the next few days, I would expect, by the end of the week, certainly. Once that happens and it's approved, it will start to ship. That time from first to second dose is 21 days. So it's a little bit shorter time frame.
I was mixing up my two major vaccines there. Yeah, I didn't realize it was 28 for Pfizer. Okay.
Right. And Moderna needs to be kept at refrigerator temperatures. So that's going to be much easier for systems to handle and store safely. Every vaccine provider has to assure that they are able to upload to the CDC, essentially, the doses given within 24 hours. And that system then is sort of the inventory trigger to tell the CDC to release that second dose in time for those second doses to be given. So that first dose will be given, that information will be uploaded, the CDC will download that information then, and 3 weeks later, in the case of the Pfizer vaccine, will ship out those second doses. So this is just, it's an incredibly complex logistical challenge, but it will just be this rolling uploading of information and then releasing a vaccine based on the doses given in that first round.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah. The picture includes the aspect of there being multiple phases, prioritization of who should get it, as well as mm-hmm. two different vaccines that have two different windows for getting a second shot, and storage issues are different between the two, making the Moderna an easier one maybe to keep on hand. And that was a question I had, was whether Lakeview has a challenge keeping the Pfizer, or do they really just get the doses that they're going to administer within a short time period?
That's exactly right. Yep. Lakeview does not have the ultra-cold storage capability, so it will be held at St. Luke's in Duluth and then brought up just in time for them to administer
brought up with,
those vaccines.
With dry ice transportation and short-term storage then.
Yep, exactly.
If I'm sitting out in the audience and I'm a person who is not one of the primary essential workers, not a long-term care resident, not even maybe whatever 1B and 1C categories may include in terms of people involved in what somebody determines are essential sectors of the economy. What am I thinking? What is the prospect that I'll be seeing an opportunity to get this vaccine in 2021? How is it even something that you can go into a crystal ball and project a little bit, Sarah? Is it just too early to know about the amount of vaccine that's going to be coming, that last mile that we're at in the big supply chain?
Yeah, we don't know, but from everything we've been told, everybody who wants to be vaccinated should be able to be vaccinated in 2021.
Well, that's 12 months. That's a pretty big window.
It is a big window. That's right. But again, we don't know for sure. It partly depends on how soon we can get these phase 1A people all vaccinated, know that there's enough vaccine coming to begin those subsequent phases. And very likely, I think the latest thing I heard was spring, late spring. Most people will be able to have access to that first dose. These are just two of the manufacturers that we've talked about, Pfizer and Moderna.
Yep.
There will be other manufacturers that finish their clinical trials, apply for that emergency use authorization. So again, we're starting with a trickle of vaccine, and as time goes on, that trickle is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we'll see more and more vaccine come out and more people able to get the vaccine.
We're speaking today with Sarah Preston, Lake County public health nurse. And Sarah, maybe I should drill down a little more carefully about people who might really stand in good stead to get their vaccinations a little bit sooner. Those who are, say, over 65 in general, maybe they are less of a concern than those who have vulnerabilities, pre-existing conditions. Where do they stand in the terms of that phase 1, A, B, or C prioritizing?
In phase 1A, we are also asked to consider those people 65 and older, and especially those who are more vulnerable to severe effects of the disease.
Okay.
So if there is enough vaccine available, we will get those priority groups vaccinated as soon as we can. Some of the other people in those groups are any emergency service personnel, emergency responders who have direct patient care responsibilities. And that's really in our area. That is really all of our first responders, including fire personnel.
Right.
They're the people who are the first on the scene of any emergency and expected to give direct patient care until the ambulance can get there. So they will be in that group as well.
Sarah, the folks that are in those EMT and other essential service type jobs may find out about their opportunity to get the vaccination directly through their work activity. For those who are vulnerable or over 65, what will be the communication thread that helps them to be aware and to get signed up, or get an appointment?
Yep. And so we're working to create good messaging about that, but also working with Lakeview to identify who those people are and to help get the message to them, to let them know, hey, this vaccine is ready, and we are ready for you to come in and get it.
So
we're working on that planning.
I would like to give you the opportunity to give folks your understanding as a public health professional about the importance of getting this vaccination when it's available for you. I just want to give you the opportunity to give your perspective, people who may be wary for one reason or another, and there are many reasons.
There are many reasons, and it's a new vaccine, and that always makes one a little hesitant, I suppose. But vaccination is one of the 10 greatest public health achievements ever. It has eliminated those common diseases that we know about, polio, smallpox, etc. And it is the way that we are going to beat down this virus. We can wear masks, we can do social distancing, but we are not going to achieve herd immunity until we get enough people vaccinated. You might not be somebody who is at risk of severe disease, but there are people certainly in your life who are, and the way you are going to best protect those people is by taking this vaccination. There will be side effects. If you've gotten a flu shot before, you may have experienced those side effects. There's going to be maybe injection site soreness. You might experience a day or two of mild illness symptoms, but we expect that those symptoms will go away after a day or two, and then you should be just fine. And again, you will protect yourself, you will protect your loved ones, and you will protect your community from this illness that is ravaging not only the country and the world, but as you said early in the interview, Leo, it has ravaged our community.
Indeed. 500 confirmed cases in Lake County. And of course, we don't know about, you know, the impacts of Thanksgiving congregation. And we don't know what the impacts will be as people struggle to figure out how to celebrate the holiday without being in contact. So there can be more mini surges or upticks in this virus spreading. And yet at the same time, people are being vaccinated. So it is such a complicated threshold to be on of hope and trying to not be one of the people who gets the virus at the end of its raging, taking charge of our attention span as it's done for 9 months. We know it's going to have probably our attention span for another 9 months plus. I think you said the window for vaccination goes all through 2021. And so that means that this is going to be a long, slow improvement of the state of our public health.
That's right. And one of the other realities that I want to share with residents is the vaccine isn't going to necessarily bring us back to quote-unquote normal right away. You're not going to get vaccinated and be able to just go out and return to things as usual. We will still be having to protect those who can't get vaccinated right away by social distancing, wearing masks, not gathering in large groups. And that's the reality. But I want people to remember that, you know, we're all tired. It feels like we've been doing this such a long time. But in the grand scheme of things, it is so worth continuing to adhere to all of those public health measures that are really doing their job to bring some of those numbers down. And to, you know, to keep that curve from escalating any more steeply than it already is. So I just implore everybody out there to keep doing what you're doing. I know you're tired, but please keep being safe, keep wearing your masks, keep your distance, and just take good care.
Thank you, Sarah Preston. This is Leo for KTWH, and I want to note that any getting the word out that can be helpful, remind people about to be so mindful to maintain the cautions that we're taking as we head into this period where vaccination will become more and more common, but we still have to keep all of these steps going. It's going to be tough messaging to do. At the same time, you're also trying to get people to focus on getting the vaccination when they have the opportunity to do so. So any help we can be with that messaging, Sarah, we'd appreciate hearing from your office about how we can help. And I wish you luck. I'd like to be able to maybe check back in with you 4, 5, 6 weeks into this experience to see how the progress is going.
That would be great. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today, Leo.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. You take care and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. As Sarah Preston, the Lake County Public Health Nurse, we have begun talking about vaccinations in Lake County, and there's much, much more to learn about how the lion's share of our population is going to be vaccinated, and we'll keep you posted right here on KTWH. We have follow-up information to this interview with Sarah Preston for the public. According to information just shared by Minnesota Department of Health with our Lake County Public Health the Pfizer-BioNTech timeline for dose 2 of the COVID-19 vaccine is to be administered at 21 days with a grace period on either side of roughly 4 days. If 21 days have elapsed since the first dose, the second dose should be given at the earliest opportunity. The series does not need to be repeated. This is Leo Baybue for KTWH.